This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
One of the really cool reasons to download the Listener app is to catch up each and every week with the local guide for the Limestone Coast. There, well, I get to tell you all the things that are going on here in the Limestone Coast region, and there is a lot taking place, from amazing art exhibitions right the way across the region to the After Dark celebrations at Coonawarra. The Kalangadu Farmers Market is celebrating their 10th birthday this weekend, and on Sunday there's a family fun day at Hill Road Farm. It's raising money for the Stanlike Stone Foundation for their Swinging with the Stars event. Of course, footy and netty get underway. Milo's going to talk about it in about an hour's time. And on your local, on the weekend, one of the really cool things that's going on, I'm a bit of a nerd, so I think it's really cool. Task Force 72 are getting together at the Narracourt Swimming Lake. I caught up with Jim to find out all about it. Jim, what is Task Force 72?
Basically, we are a model ship association where we build scale model vessels to a scale of 1 to 72, which basically equals, in the old imperial measurements, one inch for every 6 feet. So, or 25 mils for 180 centimetres. So, yeah, and basically the only other requirement within the club is propulsion, which is electric, and that's it. And anyone can join the club. They don't have to have any specific skills. Primarily, the vessels are all scratch-built, although there are a couple of models you can buy in the hobby shops at 1 to 72 scale, but otherwise we start from either a fiberglass hull or we start from scratch and do plank on frame.
Now, Jim, you guys have had a huge association with Narracourt over a number of years now.
Yep, yes. We first started coming down there in 2011. As it turned out, one of our members used to holiday in the caravan park next to the lake. We sort of had a look at the lake. We approached council and about possibility of using the lake at some stage, and they said yes. We thought, well, yeah, it's a perfect location for doing what we want to do about sailing our vessels on the water. So we've been conducting it down there on a yearly basis. We first hosted the National Regatta in 2014, and we've done it every 2 years since.
So take us through what people are going to be able to see on the lake this weekend for the National Annual Regatta.
Well, I've got roughly 30-odd members nationally coming down. We've got about 16 here from Adelaide. Various members from Victoria, Wagga in New South Wales, Canberra, and a couple of members from Sydney, one being our ex-club president. Pretty much you'll see a variety of vessels, military and non-military. I don't know what the smallest size vessel is going to be, but I'm assuming probably my battleship's probably going to be the biggest one, which is a model of the USS Missouri, which was the World War II battleship, which is now a US Navy museum in Pearl Harbor, and that length is just under 4 metres.
Just incredible. And how long did it take you to put that together, Jim?
It hasn't been finished. It's not finished yet. And I've had the hull since 2012.
Wow.
I've been working on it for over 8 years. And also, we have a reviewing office. We've got the Naval Officer Commanding South Australia, Commander Alistair Cooper. He's coming down for the weekend, and he's going to review the vessels.
And, Jim, people are able to go along and just take a look at the vessels in action?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we encourage the public down to come down. We have done in the past as well.
Saturday and Sunday is when it's all going to take place. Task Force 72's 25th anniversary National Annual Regatta. Jim, great to talk to you this morning. Good luck with everything this weekend.
Thanks very much, Ewan, and all the best.
Imagine that, the Missouri, 4 metres long, 12 feet, and it's a model. My goodness.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.